Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're continuing on the story about the anthrax letters and the suspect and the investigation. Ha, 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 ha. So we have this Dr. Philip Zack, who has lost his job at the laboratory where the anthrax is kept because of his racially based harassment of Dr. Ayad Assad. Then this Dr. Zack is caught on the security system going into the lab without permission, without authorization, when he doesn't have a job there and he's got no business being there, and he goes away. Then there's the anthrax letters, and Dr. Assad is basically the target of an anonymous tip saying, this is the guy who did it. Don't have to be Fellini to figure out where this is going. But the FBI never investigates Dr. Philip Zack. I mean, he's the only suspect that's actually at the scene of the crime where the anthrax was stolen from. And the FBI goes out of their way to ignore him. And they focus on Dr. Stephen Hatfield. Ultimately, there was zero evidence whatsoever to link him to the anthrax letters. And then they go after Dr. Bruce Ivins, and after he's dead and cannot stand up and speak in his own defense, the FBI says, yep, that's him, case closed. End of discussion. Now, for those of us who are old enough to remember COINTELPRO, who are old enough to remember the railroading of James Earl Ray by the FBI, who are old enough to remember the railroading of Bruno Richard Hauptmann, this stinks. And apparently, I'm not the only person to think so. Representative Rush Holt announced that the U.S. Government Accountability Office is going to take a look at the way the FBI investigated Stephen Hatfield and Bruce Ivins. I would hope they would include an inquiry into Dr. Philip Zack, who is the only suspect for which there's actually evidence linking him to the crime. And I want somebody in the FBI to explain why the guy caught in the lab with the anthrax without permission was given a get-out-of-jail-free card at the same time Stephen Hatfield's life was being made a total, total disaster. All righty, let's see. We're going to go to Dano in California. Aloha, Dano. Real short, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for waking me up about 3 or 4 months ago. I was listening to Alex Jones a lot, and then when I got turned on to you, I was very pleasantly surprised. I live down here in San Diego. There's a lot of musician friends. I'm a composer and musician down here, and a lot of them have woken up. Of course, a lot of them we try to wake up, but, it's very, very difficult trying to explain to people the realities. My question was, the planes that hit the World Trade Center, there's a lot of people that say that, one of my friends that was actually there said that he didn't see any windows at all in the plane, and it looked like a military plane. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, the idea is, we know that there are 4 civilian passenger jets that took off that are unaccounted for, and the same logic holds true for the Pentagon. You know, if you've got a passenger jet full of people and you got to get rid of it anyway, why not send it into the towers? In any event, there is so much video and photographic evidence about what hit the towers. This is called poisoning the well. These are the paid cast unseen operatives who are out there trying to kookify the discussion to throw out a bunch of garbage, so that the media can say, oh, look how silly they're being, like Paul Azan just did, or like Popular Science did, or National Geographic did. They plant bogus, nonsensical information in order to have a cheap and easy means to ridicule the discussion. And I know this is a friend of yours that you trust and believe in, who says he was in New York at the time, but remember, history is against you. Everybody who ever got used, double-crossed, or betrayed had it done to them by somebody they thought they could trust. So please be very cautious about this sort of circumstance here. All right, we're at the end of this segment. I'm going to have to let you go, Dano. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jason and Andy. There's the music there. All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones, and I need to scroll up here a little bit to get another caller, and we need to talk to Jason in Maryland. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I live out here in Frederick, Maryland, and we go mountain biking up at Graham Hill National State Park, and we were actually mountain biking when they were draining that lake up there nearby Fort Detrick.
Yes.
Yeah, me and my buddies were riding by. We were like, what in the world is going on? All these guys out there with hazmat suits and stuff. It was pretty funny.
Oh, it's amazing. I remember after Vincent Foster's ha-ha-ha suicide, the FBI went into Fort Marcy Park, and they literally graded the entire area 6 inches down and took everything away and buried it in an undisclosed location to make sure that nobody could come in and find anything to cast doubt on the official story. Did the same thing at Waco. Literally bulldozed the top 6 inches of soil off with all the remains of the building, took it off, buried it, undisclosed location. Murrah Federal Building, same thing. The remains of the building buried in a classified location. They don't want anybody coming back and taking a look too closely at the official story, and they don't realize how all this bulldozing and taking away and burying in undisclosed locations makes it look like they're hiding something.
Exactly. Well, that's all I got, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to D in Minnesota. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This business about Gaza using white phosphorus. First of
pretty
all,
obvious.
Where in the hell are they going to get that?
Well, you know, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Israel is shooting people trying to bring cookies into Gaza. You know, the idea that they got mortar shells with phosphorus in them, I think, is absolutely ludicrous at this point. But the bottom line is...
Where do they think that the Gazans are going to get them from if they can't even get medicine?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
absolutely
true.
How stupid do they think we are?
That's absolutely true. Well, the bottom line here is the reason that these mortar shells had white phosphorus in them is that Israel's use of white phosphorus during Operation Cast Lead was a major political embarrassment. The world condemned Israel for it. Israel tried to say, oh, we had a legitimate reason, and everybody said, no, we're not buying it. You're dropping flaming white phosphorus. We have the photos of white phosphorus going onto schools in Gaza and setting them on fire. So okay, Dee, hang on a second. The reality here is that nobody in Hamas or Gaza would use white phosphorus because it takes away their ability to complain about Israel's use of an illegal banned weapon. So Israel probably had their agents inside Gaza flip a couple of mortar shells over, or maybe they're just lying about it completely, because the goal here is for Israel to remove white phosphorus from, you know, the discussion, where the world says you used white phosphorus on Gaza, and Israel could say, oh, well, they were doing it too. So it's null and void, and that's no longer an issue there. But the bottom line is common sense tells you Hamas and the Palestinians are not going to use white phosphorus strictly because it would cost them the ability to condemn Israel for the use of an illegal weapon. For that very reason, I'm convinced Israel did it. I don't need any other proof one way or the other. It just makes sense that this is another Israeli dodge.
No way Hamas can get white phosphorus. Who's going to sell
it to
them?
Nobody. I don't think they can. I don't think they can. And remember, Israel just had to admit a couple of days ago that they were the source of rockets that landed in Jordan when they first happened, and Israel saying, oh, those gosh darn Hamas Palestinians, they're shooting at Jordan now. And the Jordanians said, we had a good radar track on it, and it didn't come from Gaza. And the Israelis said, ha, golly gee shuckies, you caught us again. You know, aren't
we
cute?
Why did the Jordanians put up with that?
Because they don't dare attack Israel because the United States will come in and say, oh, you're terrorists. We have to come in and do a regime change. You know, and they'll start sending in they'll drop Sarah Palin on them, and then they'll really be sorry. Anything else?
I guess the 1/7 of people being on under the poverty line. I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not either, but the point I have for that is a nation with that many people living in the poverty, in poverty, has no business sending tax money to any other country on earth, whether it's the billions that we spend for Israel. And by the way, you and I are buying Israel a round of F-35 advanced tactical fighter jets. Doesn't it make you prouder at all? Heck. Well, because Israel, you know, Israel got tired of their F-16s because those are last year's jets, man. We gotta have this year. We gotta be the fashion trendsetter in the world, you know, mass murder, you know, cotillion. And we gotta have the new jets. And so, you and I are shelling out the bucks for Israel to get another round of the latest and greatest mass killing machines here. And, another 800,000 to Africa to teach them how to wash themselves. That should be the Africa's problem. But, you know, we're paying for the entire world. We just bailed out a bank in Afghanistan. And by the way, we're just getting word here that they just got hit by a 6.3 earthquake over there as well. So maybe this is, you know, the Earth's way of saying, all right, you guys, cut it out.
Could be.
All righty.
Does our army even have the F-35 jets?
I'm sorry?
Does our army even have those F-35s?
Our Air Force does have them. It's the brand new latest and greatest. It's a very slick-looking machine if you sort of, you know, get past the part that its purpose is to kill people. It's a very slick-looking piece of aircraft. And our military has it, and now Israel has it, and we're paying for it all. And, you know, Israel still screams that we're not doing enough for them, which is kind of absurd. Dee, we're going to let you go here. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Got an email from a listener reminding me that every congressman who got one of the anthrax letters after 9/11 was a Democrat. No Republicans received any of these anthrax letters. Boy, if that doesn't tell you something. All righty, so moving right along, I think the phone lines are clear at the moment. I want to talk about this guy, John Holdren, who's the White House science advisor. And they've decided they're going to solve the problem of global warming. And they're solving it the same way they solved the Iraq War they're going to rename it. Okay, it's no longer the Iraq War, it is the Transition Support Mission. People are still dying, but it's now a light and fluffier kind of death, I guess. So the White House is solving the problem of global warming by officially changing the terminology to global climate disruption. And you see, this is a dodge, because now it doesn't matter what the climate does. You know, they'd hitched all their wagons to global warming, and the globe isn't getting warmer. It's getting colder. In fact, they just set a record cold temperature for this date in history out in Santa Monica, California. So now they're going to rename it. Warming has gone away. Now it is simply climate disruption. So it doesn't matter what the climate does. If it gets warmer, oh, it's disrupted. We've got to tax you. And if it gets colder, oh, it's disrupted. We've got to tax you. It's a win-win for the government and a lose-lose for you if you buy into this thing. Now, mind you, John Holdren, whose brainchild this is, who has his short skirt and his pom-poms out there cheering for the global warming movement, you know, give me a G, whatever else he's going to do. Back in 1971, he was leading the hue and cry about the coming ice age. And he was getting tons of funding to study the coming ice age and how we should have public policy changes, meaning taxes and more funding, to deal with the threatened ice age. Well, then the ice age didn't happen. Now it's global warming. The earth was getting warmer in the 80s and part of the 90s. Oh, the global warming is the new threat. We'll scare the crap out of the American people and the taxpayers with that. And that's not working out. So now they want their cake and eat it too. And they're going to change global warming to global climate disruption so they can go on selling you the carbon tax no matter what the planet does. And they think you're stupid enough to fall for it. Are you not insulted by this kind of tactic where the people in the White House really think that if they stop using the word warming, that you'll forget that that's what they've been screaming at you for the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years? They're going to rename it. You know, it's global disruption. So when you get buried under a blizzard this winter, it's no longer the embarrassment it was last year to Al Gore and his minions. Oh, this is a sign of global climate disruption. We need a carbon tax. We need more control over how you live your life. We're going to tell you what food to eat, because otherwise we will all suffer global climate disruption. Now, the reality here is that climate always changes. It always has. It always will. This idea that we could somehow so order the earth that the climate remains exactly the same is the unnatural perversion. It is also arrogant to think that what we may think is the perfect climate for earth is in fact the best of all possible worlds. We already know that more carbon dioxide would stimulate plant growth, and on a planet that's already suffering massive famine, that would be a good thing. We already know, because of the Roman warm period and the medieval warm period, which the warmistas tried to erase from online sources like Wikipedia, were times of incredible prosperity that we would all want to see again because of the abundance of easily available inexpensive food. But for the people in power, easily available inexpensive food is a threat, because if you don't need the government to make sure the food is coming to your table, then heck, we don't need a government at all, do we? Just give me a little cottage and a big, you know, all sorts of things growing out of the ground and feeding me sitting around it, and I'm happy. I don't need to march off to invade other people's countries. I don't need to pay taxes. I don't need to go in and work in your factories and farms. You know, your factories and your office buildings. I'll just sit at home, let the food grow up around me, and I'll be perfectly happy. Governments need the threat of starvation to keep you in control, to keep you afraid, to keep you dependent. That's what governments do. They create dependency, then make you pay for it. We'll be right back.
Do you know know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And talking about global warming. By the way, Dan's in the control room, taking over the control and taking care of us. Remember in years past how the global warming cultists, the minions of the Church of St. Al of the Gore, or the Goracle, if you prefer, the warmistas, were using the image of polar bears stranded on little tiny floes of ice to try and emotionalize the issue of global warming. And then we find out that these were pictures taken during the summer when the ice is supposed to be breaking up and melting, and that polar bears can swim for miles through the ocean. They didn't drown. But it was this huge emotionalization. The polar bears, oh, the polar bears are drowning, you know. Never mind that we're dropping white-hot flaming death on our own species on the other side of the world. We've all got to get teary-eyed and emotional about the poor old polar bears. Well, there's been so much embarrassment over the polar bear hoax, as it were, that along with changing the name from global warming to global climate disruption, they're rebranding the mascot. And the new mascot is the walrus, because walruses are cute and fuzzy, and they got the little mustaches and the big teeth, and they're big and roly-poly, and that's the new image to emotionalize the issue, because now the new image is no longer the polar bear trapped on ice in the middle of the ocean. It's walruses who are after coming on shore. because their ice homes are melting away. And they're all trying to do this to basically, hammer home the point that the ice extents, at least according to NASA's satellite data, which was seriously compromised last summer, I might remind everybody. The latest NASA satellite data is saying, oh, the ice is going away, the ice is going away, the ice is going away. Now, I'm not sure I trust it. I used to work for NASA. The acronym stands for Never a Straight Answer. And we know from a few months back that key satellite data from NASA satellites and NOAA had to be destroyed because for some strange reason they were over-reporting temperatures. So we have no way of knowing if this latest satellite data on the ice extent is accurate. There was one compromised satellite system a few years ago that was misregistering thin ice as open water. So we have to be very, very careful about that. The other aspect that everybody needs to keep in mind is that the size of the Arctic ice caps follow a 70-year cycle, which we just happen to be near the bottom of the cycle now. In fact, it's turned around and heading back up. But back in 1958, a U.S. nuclear submarine, the USS Skate, became the third U.S. submarine to reach the North Pole. They found open water. They didn't have to punch up through the ice. There was ice floating around, but there was enough open water where they just said, okay, there's nothing overhead, surface, and they did. So the reality is that the degree of ice at the North Pole fluctuates over a 70-year cycle. Remember, accurate scientific measurement of a lot of this stuff has only been possible for the last century. We don't know about long-term periodic fluctuations. The sun is a good example. We know about the 11-year solar cycle. We know about the 22-year-old solar magnetic cycle. We don't know what happens over the course of 100 years or 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years. We've not been able to measure it. We do know there have been much warmer periods in Earth's history, which produced tremendous bounty of life. And we know there have been very cold periods. It's a cyclic situation. It seems to follow 100,000-year cycles. Now, what operates on a 100,000-year cycle? Well, as the Earth goes around the sun, the orbit does not keep the same shape. It oscillates from being circular to being much more elliptical. And the period of this oscillation in the shape of Earth's orbit is 100,000 years. Now, these are all aspects of our environment that are way beyond the control of humans right now. So this idea that by banning plastic bags and by pulling back on carbon dioxide that we're going to permanently lock the climate of the Earth in somebody's arbitrarily designated idea of perfection is absolutely ludicrous. Now, don't get me wrong. I love nature, what little remains of it. Well, actually, it's all nature. I'm nature, the computer's nature. We're tool-making life forms. So I love nature, and I love preserving the environment, and I appreciate the diversity of the environment, and I believe in the wise use of resources and recycling, which is why my wife and I volunteer for this computer recycling program around here. But a lot of what passes for environmentalism is snake oil salesmanship, to sell you products that are not as good for more money, and you go along with the dodge because, hey, I'm doing something great for Mother Earth by buying these really crappy batteries that cost five times as much and perform half as good. And you need to be careful about that. The scammers love to get your emotions involved. I'm doing something for the environment. And then you'll go along. Once you're locked into that belief that everything you're doing is for the benefit of the planet, you can just get talked into the most absurd things possible. Anyway, we're going to go to the phones. Dave in Texas. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon. How you doing? I totally agree with everything you just said. I was going
to
speak.
Dave, I apologize. We're at the end of the segment. Can you stay with me?
I'm
going to get to you as soon as we come back from these commercials. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to Dave on the phone, I do want to respond or follow up to that last commercial that we just heard, because they're absolutely correct. The U.S. government is seriously considering a plan that will force Americans to liquidate their personal private retirement accounts and send the money into the government, and in exchange, the government will provide these government-assured retirement accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. I'm sorry, the Social Security Administration is already $14 trillion in debt. The Social Security Administration did not say anything when President Bill Clinton looted the cash set aside for the baby boomer retirements back in the 1990s and spent it as general funds, which is why we have a Social Security crisis right now. Anytime you hear the phrase, government assured, you should run for the hills. This government cannot assure anything. This is a grab for the retirement money to kite along their little reckless spending program a little bit more. George Carlin warned us. They've got all the money out of industry and the homes and real estate. Now they're coming for the retirement funds. He's absolutely true. So you need to be paying very, very close attention to wealth preservation. And so I just wanted to follow up on that commercial because they're absolutely bang spot right about that. All right, Dave in Texas. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon. Happy Constitution Day. I was going to bring up a couple points if I could.
Day.
Very quickly, I was going to say, I thought Al Gore promised there was going to be a lockbox on Social Security. and that he was not going to promote engaging in any risky schemes with Social Security.
Well, Al Gore promised us the Earth was getting warmer, too. So, I mean,
and that was my next point. I agree with what you were saying on the environmentalism completely before the bottom of the hour break. And I was going to insist that, since it comes up, I was going to point out, I should say, that I'll bet Al Gore has a few plastic trash bags out in his garage somewhere.
I'm sure he does.
So for him to be holier than thou and to promote things like the world's coming to an end because of global warming, which isn't happening, or that we need to give up plastic trash bags and go through a lot of other government-imposed mandates where they run every minor detail of our life, make us do ridiculous things that don't really do any benefit for anyone, and don't
help
the environment.
No, it just justifies more taxation and more control, and
exactly.
You know, it gives some congressional nephew a new job to sit there and read all that federally mandated paperwork we're all forced to fill out.
Yeah, that and the $600 you have to file for everything. 1099s, yeah. Any $600 transaction. It's another one of these many ridiculous things. But I was going to point out one thing on a constitutional issue. When this judge had this recent ruling on gay marriage in California, Judge Vaughn Walker ruled in San Francisco in favor of, he overturned Proposition 8.
Yes.
On the grounds that gays were being denied the right to get married equal to straight couples getting married. Therefore, he thought it was unconstitutional and unfair. Now, he didn't admit his own bias and his own conflict of interest because he himself is gay. So I think he should have recused himself from making that decision myself. But even that aside, his logic, in my opinion, is flawed. Because for it to be true, the Constitution would have previously had to have stated that there is a guaranteed right of all individuals to marry regardless of whether or not the other person they're marrying is of the opposite gender. The Constitution doesn't say that. Therefore,
no,
it
doesn't, but more to the point, anybody who stands up and say gays should not be allowed to get married is coming from a religious doctrine. I mean, inevitably they say, you know, the Bible says that marriage is, and the instant they say that, it puts this question beyond the jurisdiction of the federal government and the courts, because the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. So if your opposition to gay marriage is coming out of your holy book, the government's got nothing to say about it, and neither do you.
Well, I agree with that, but my other point was that in terms of the Constitution, he nullified over 7 million votes just for his own personal opinion. I don't believe he has the authority to do that. The state of California, the state legislature, California is a republic within the Union of the United States constitutionally. And the state legislature is the supreme body of representation of authority and jurisdiction in the state of California. It has the right to determine the basis under which marriage will take place and the recording of marriage within the state of California. It also, if it so chooses, has the authority to give the right to the voters of that state in a state referendum the right to determine what limitations, if any, will be placed on that decision, which it chose to do. The voters, with the authorization of the state's legislature, voted to not have marriage be other than one person each of the opposite gender who are legal consenting adults. If that is the choice of the voters of California, unless they choose to change their mind in a future referendum, a single judge does not have the right, in my opinion, to throw out and nullify their votes and deny them their equal protection under the law to have the right to vote be cast and be counted and be recorded properly, and the laws they vote for be upheld and enforced properly according to the will of the state legislature, unless or until such time as those said voters themselves would vote to change it. They weren't trying to deny gays the right to have freedom of association or even civil unions. They just said that marriage wasn't going to be defined so as to allow it to be other than two legal consenting adults, one each of the opposite gender. That was the choice of the voters of California. Now, they could choose to do it differently in the state of California in a future referendum if they want, but unless or until such time as they so choose to do so, or in a future referendum, the judge had no right to throw that vote out. And in my opinion, if it goes to the Supreme Court should reinstate Proposition 8 for as long as the voters in California wish it to be in effect, based on constitutional grounds.
I agree with you up to a point in that I don't think the issue of gay marriage should have ever come up to a referendum to the people of California, because, again, every time somebody says gay marriage is wrong, They're coming out of some religious dogma. And the instant this becomes a religious issue, it is off limits for government action. This nation was founded on the idea that there's the civil government that takes care of civil matters, and religion can go off and, you know, sacrifice the chickens to Cthulhu all they want, but they're not allowed to be the civil government. And this idea of using the courts and the election system to argue over a religious doctrine, I think, is dangerously blurring the line between church and state.
Well, I agree with that. In that respect, then, you'd have to have the church, for those who are religious, control people who are getting married within a particular church, not have to be controlled by the state. The state would merely control, would merely record a marriage that happened within a particular religious denomination, but not control it. I don't think the government should control marriage anyways, whether you're religious or not. And that's not to impose religion, it's to get government out of trying to control or limit or have. I'm against population control by government, and I'm against government trying to control families, or even choose to break families up, as they often do now, through CPS, for example. I'm against all
that. I absolutely agree. I think we've got way, way, way too much government. And, I'm like I said, after years of studying the Republicans and the Democrats, anarchy's looking really attractive to me right now. I think I could deal with that much more comfortably. Dave, we got to let you go. We got another caller. We're almost out of time on the show today. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to comment on that whole IRA forced investment thing. But the way I understand that bill, the way it's going through, is that right now, a person has a choice if they want to participate in a 401k or make IRA contributions. The way this thing would work is that the employer would be required to take 3% out of a person's paycheck and put it into a retirement fund, and the individual would still have the choice to elect where those funds would go. But if the person doesn't make an election, then they buy this new government debt bond that they're going to create. And in a way, it's actually more nefarious because it is regressive, because it's unloading the bad government debt onto the people who least understand retirement investments, because most people don't even know what comes out of their check and why it does. Nonetheless, they see another 3% going out. They'll be like, it's just another government tax, and they don't know it, but they're basically buying a bunch of toxic junk. And,
yeah, that's exactly right. And the idea is, you know, between all the withholdings and your current wage and salary, and then you look at all the taxes your employer has to pay for the privilege of hiring you, and you realize the government's already making more money off of your work than you do. And that, I mean, basically, we've returned to an era of slavery, because if you look at the slaves of ancient Rome, half their time they worked for themselves to take care of themselves, and the other half they worked for their masters. The same with the antebellum South. Well, look at your pay stub right now. Half of your work, between what you're paying out of that check and what your employer pays on your behalf for employment taxes, you know, the government is making more off of your work than you do. We're back to that. Half of the time I work for myself, and the rest of the time I'm working for the masters. We have become a slave society all over again, and we don't understand it.
Definitely, and you know, they want to start out at 3%, but then eventually go to 6, 9,
it always goes
15.
Up. It always goes up.
And I think too that they'll eventually make it, well, we let you have a choice before, but now a certain percentage needs to go to prop up the government, because you're a good citizen and you love the government and you love the United States, right? So you need to buy this stuff. So, and plus, as a small business owner, yeah, that's just another service I'm going to be providing for the federal government and getting no compensation for at all. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, I have to wonder, you know, when the American people are going to start getting angry. I'm at the point where I'm starting to really wonder if we are not being tranquilized in our drinking water. Because I can't understand how the American people can put up with all of this stuff and not be furious. I mean, January 1, we are all going to get hit with the largest single federal tax increase in the nation's history. And nobody seems to want to stand up and say, enough is enough. No mas.
Yes. And most of my friends who are also small business owners and family members, they've shut down. They said we cannot distribute the overhead to run a small business and keep up with it all, and we just can no longer do it. So they're letting their employees go. They're shutting down their businesses.
I'm hearing it all over the place, yeah.
And it's happening everywhere, and the only people who really lose out are the people who need jobs. And it's a real shame. And it's just watching this whole economy, which has been built by small businesses for the most part, provides most of the jobs, it is just like an Atlas shrug, basically. It's grinding to a halt, and it's horrible to see it happen. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right, you got it. And you're absolutely right. The economy is grinding to a halt because the very nature of the Federal Reserve System, private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, is designed to extract all the wealth out of the nation and put it in the pockets of the bankers. And now that the bankers have it, now that it's worked, they don't know what to do. Nobody's got a plan for getting money back into the hands of the working and middle-class people so that they can go out and start buying products and drive the consumer-based economy. Again, it isn't happening. Everybody is, they're so tied up on this Adam Smith mentality where I can be a greedy bastard and somehow it's going to benefit society as a whole. And we know that's been disproved. John Nash proved that that was not a viable method of economic thought and policy. But Wall Street still wants to go with Adam Smith because it justifies that culture of personal greed and aggrandizement. We're talking about this guy, Brooks, who finally got caught up on all the frauds he's been perpetrating against the U.S. government. The guy who paid for a $10 million bat mitzvah for his daughter by selling defective body armor to our soldiers, who were ordered to wear it and told they could not buy their own armor that was going to work any better. And he's got, you know, this Brooks has got a $100,000 belt buckle, American flag made with rubies and diamonds and sapphires. Am I not a great patriot? And it's a joke. It's just a joke on how bad this stuff is. All right, we're getting to the end of the show here, and I'm going to have to bail on out of here real quick as soon as the show is over. We were talking about global warming. We got kind of pulled back off of that. But the other situation, of course, is, you know, Obama is trying to say that we're going to go to a green jobs economy to create new jobs. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to work because Spain already did that. Spain went to the green jobs economy and found out to their horror that for every green job that was created, two jobs in the conventional industry were lost. Again, it's snake oil. They're trying to sell you something because they personally are going to make money off of it, and they don't care what happens to their competition, and they don't care what happens to the society as a whole. I'm going to use whatever I can to get my money. Well, green is the new thing. Let's sell green. Walrus is the new symbol of the global warming cultists. Let's make stuffed plush toy walruses and sell them real quick. And it's very destructive of society as a whole. It really is. Now, some states are starting to fight back. Texas is suing the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the same one that's been telling you the Gulf oil disaster is all over and gone away. Texas is suing the EPA, claiming that some of the new regulations imposed by the Environmental Protection Agency are based on the already discredited findings of the IPCC. And there's a warning flag in there that proves that this is all about agenda for taxes and control over your life, because there's no question the IPCC report is discredited. Even the IPCC is saying, golly gee willikers, we'll have to go back and do better the next time. And yet EPA is still mandating regulations and compliance based on these discredited findings. EPA is not interested in the environment. They're interested in tax revenues. And you need to remember, the Environmental Protection Agency was not set up to protect the environment. Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency when the U.S. started running out of gold to collateralize a lot of their foreign borrowing. So what the EPA really has been doing is they're grabbing all these chunks of public land under these various programs called the wilderness areas, the roadless areas, the wetlands, all of these different little programs where they're grabbing up public land and locking it away from the use of the American people, because that is now the collateral for all the government borrowing. In other words, when the U.S. government defaults on its debt, all of these foreign countries are going to be able to come in and just grab the mineral-rich resources of the United States and say, look, your government pledged this as collateral on the loans, and we are going to all wake up as tenants instead of citizens on the land that our ancestors built, because our government wanted to borrow money and said, we'll pledge the homes of the American people as collateral. It'll work out. It's not our problem to solve. we can borrow several $1 trillion and we'll just sign off the homes of the American people as collateral because it's not going to be our problem to solve. I'm retiring after the next congressional term. I've got my pile. I don't care what happens next administration. It's not my problem. Yet another report has surfaced today that thimerosal does accumulate in the brain through repeated use of vaccination. Again, the official U.S. government story is there's no evidence, none whatsoever, not a shred of evidence, that thimerosal and vaccines cause autism. And yet the peer-reviewed scientific literature continues to come up with more and more evidence that thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative in vaccines, is the cause of autism. Meanwhile, another study is showing that the Roundup weed killer is now linked to birth defects as well. Wonderful chemicals they're saturating our society in. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I got to get my volume level up there again. I was watching in one of the chat room and somebody was saying that they were responding to this news that food manufacturers are renaming high fructose corn syrup into the more benign term corn sugar because of a growing public awareness that this may not be the healthiest thing to be putting into your body. And the person in the chat room is saying, yeah, but my friend was telling me that there's really nothing wrong with high fructose corn syrup. And I didn't want to get into that debate because we don't have enough time, but I wanted to remind everybody of a phenomenon called grassroots lobbying. Now, we all know about public lobbyists who are in Washington, D.C., or state capitals, or anyway, basically, and they're paid huge amounts of money by industry to go wine and dine and sleep with politicians and say, you got to vote yes on no, and up on down, and so forth and so on. But there's another form of lobbying. It's a little more insidious. It's called grassroots lobbying, and this is where lobbying companies, and this is legal, by the way. This has never been touched in all of the lobbying reform laws that go through. This has never been touched. Lobbying companies, public relations companies, will hire people to basically go out, hang out in shopping malls, public meetings, churches, whatever, and talk up a given point of view. I got to actually see some of these people up close and personal when we were living in Washington State, and there was some talk about allowing some of the old growth forests to be logged by the Weyerhaeuser people. And Weyerhaeuser sent some grassroots lobbyists into the discussion. And the reason I know this is I was flying up from Los Angeles, you know, going back to Washington, and the lady sitting next to me was one of these grassroots lobbyists. And she just told me what it is she did for a living. You know, I work for thus and such public relations firm, I forget which one. You know, and I'm going up there to basically, you know, and she basically gave me the whole story. And I'd already read about grassroots lobbying, so I realized that she was talking about. And I said, you're a grassroots lobbyist. They're not required to identify themselves. And what this lady did, she got into the town where the hearings were taking place about a week ahead of time. And she starts going around and goes shopping and spends money at the stores and says, hi, my family just moved in here. We're new to the neighborhood. And just talking up and going around and being friends with everybody. So that after a week, people are saying, okay, she's part of our community. She's a newcomer, but she's part of the community. Then she shows up at the public hearing, and she presents Weyerhaeuser's case. And, of course, Weyerhaeuser has their officially acknowledged, recognized lobbyists and representatives up on the dais, and the public there doesn't realize that this young lady standing in the audience agreeing with Weyerhaeuser is another paid agent. That's what grassroots lobbying is. People who are out in society, and they're paid to be there and to talk up a given particular point of view. The oil disaster is over. High fructose corn syrup is harmless. The war against Muslims is justified. And it goes on and on and on, and it's really, really big business. It's the real world version of when Cass Sunstein has our government spend your tax dollars to hire people to come onto the blogs and forums and chat rooms and radio shows and you know, present the government's point of view, or at least disrupt the discussions in order to preserve the status quo. We all know that Cass Sunstein has been advocating the government spending money to hire public relations firms to keep people out here disrupting. So when you see somebody standing there with their hair on fire and insisting they can't smell smoke, you're probably dealing with a paid grassroots lobbyist. That's it for our show. I got to get out here and go earn a living. We'll talk to you on Monday, 2 p.m. Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-875-5433.